Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This is the Hip Hop Saved My Life podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Now sit back, because it's time for the podcast.
Welcome to Hip Hop Saved My Life. I'm here with Roomaj. Hello, mate.
Hey, how you doing?
So we've been sitting around a bit and we've sort of burnt through all of our chat, haven't we?
Yeah, we have, yeah.
Have you been holding back on any stories that you...
I was sort of chatting. I was thinking of getting a dog.
Well, yes, you're thinking about getting a dog.
My wife wants a dog.
Yeah.
A cockapoo.
Okay, I'm going to make a maverick decision and bring Jimothy straight in on this. Yeah, we're joined by Jimothy. How are you, mate?
I'm good, man.
Thanks for coming on the podcast.
No worries.
So the reason I've...
Do you know what? I don't have a dog.
You don't have a dog?
No, but...
That's a shame.
I always got opinions on dogs. I got loads of opinions on dogs.
Yeah. What do you think about dog ownership?
Well, I think you got to make a good amount of money a month to own one.
Yeah.
Don't get one if you're not making...
You gotta make serious P.
I was like, the thing is with dogs, like you gotta treat it well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was planning to do that.
But people do just treat.
Yeah.
Do you ever? How badly would someone have to be treating a dog in a park for you to intervene?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody kicked a dog, if you saw somebody with a dog on a leash and they kicked it, would you say something?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Would you straight away?
Do you know what, actually, like, I say that, but when I was younger, I saw some guy, like, kicking his dog. Not kicking it, but, like hitting it. But I was 14, so I was a bit shy then. Mm.
That's below the sort of legal age of dog intervention.
Yeah, that's it. He would have told me
I don't think you expected to.
Yeah, he would have probably got angry with me if I said anything, but... I think it's more cats, actually. If you treat cats badly, that's when it's like a problem.
They deserve it, though.
Do you know what I've realised with, like, dog owners and, like, and cat owners?
Yeah.
Like dog owners, like hate cats, innit? And then, like, cat people don't mind dogs.
Yeah, because cats are shit.
I love cats.
Why do you love cats?
Do you know what? Like, I just see cats as, like, really smart. I like them because, first of all, I like how, like... How much, like, you know, I like how rude they are, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I kind of like how they're dicks,
ungrateful.
You know, they use you, don't they? I just find that so, you know, a bit like gold diggers, I kind of like, I respect it in a way. It's kind of like, it's a hustle, you know. The cat's there, like, pretending it loves you just to get the food. You know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, then you play your cards right, it will actually love you, like. Because I've got a cat at the moment.
Sorry, I shouldn't ask that before I started going.
Yeah. And, like, basically, you know, like, I feed it and that, but...
What's its name?
Do you know what? It doesn't really have a name.
Fucking like, hell.
Do you know what?
Are you serious?
It doesn't really have a name.
Do you know what? The reason it ain't got a name is because we basically borrowed it from some woman, my mum's friend.
Yeah.
And she named it Toulouse, you know, it's a Spanish Latina name.
Right.
But we don't really like that name.
No, it's a great name. I don't want to be culturally ignorant. It's a wonderful name. But for a cat.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's a bit. So then it's kind of like, wow, let's just call it little weird names. You know, I'm like,
And the reason you can do that is because it doesn't matter what cat's name is, because these pricks don't respond.
Like a dog,
it does matter.
Yeah.
If you got a dog off some woman and the dog was called Toulouse,
yeah,
you have to keep calling it Toulouse because that's what the dog responds to. Whereas a cat is like, I don't give a shit.
To be honest, I haven't like shouted the name Toulouse and it does actually turn its head like usually every time. So that kind of makes me like...
Okay, you've absolutely fucking done me, eh?
I had no idea
that cats respond to their name.
No, yeah, I mean, I didn't think so when I tried it, and every time I do it, it does definitely, like, the ears go up, you know? So
yeah, and then what do you do? Do you reward Toulouse for recognising...
Not really, no.
So it's just like shout the name.
Yeah, shout a name.
But there's no reason really.
Yeah, no reason.
Fair just enough. Just
experiments, you know.
Should I get a dog then? Is that?
Well, yeah, what, okay. Yeah. First of all, I've got a couple of questions. Yeah, a little bit to unpack here. Yeah, yeah. So, you've just had a baby.
That's what I think. We had a baby. Oh, yeah. It's 8 months old.
Yeah.
Do you need to look after something else?
I know. It's weird that Charlie wants a dog.
Maybe she
as
wants
well.
Another baby.
Because is she in this insane position where she thinks she's got a baby, like 8 months, and she's going, "Are we still twiddling our thumbs here?" Because like looking at you, you're not a man that is on top of it.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Can you afford a maid?
A maid?
Yeah.
For the dog or the baby?
A dog.
A dog maid.
Yeah,
yeah, I can afford a dog maid.
Do you know what? Then that's all right, but
no, I
would say, like, no. Wait till that baby's a lot older.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And are you going to get, if you do get a dog, if you take Jimothy's advice and wait, are you going to get a rescue dog?
No. Only because we're, well,
because you don't,
I
know,
we
were talking about
website.
I don't know what you're going to say now, but before we start recording, Rupert, it's because you don't agree with rescue dogs, is the thing, do you?
You think
weren't you saying if people have rejected this,
really bad with kids,
yeah, that's what
sleeps a lot, and then you're like, well, maybe
Lisa wants to get a dog, my wife wants to get a dog, right? And I looked at rescue dogs, and I've got three children who will poke a dog in the arsehole. Like they're not gonna listen to what you've got to say.
Then
like everything I looked at, lovely, does this, does that, will savage toddlers.
Do
you know what I mean? So then you think
I mean, that's the thing.
I can't do that. So look,
we'll see what happens.
Yeah, what breed do you get? Cockapoo.
Cockapoo apparently. Cockapoo.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
And they don't shed much.
No.
Are they
small? I'm allergic to pets.
They're small, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Not they're not like
handbag dogs.
You know the little teacup dogs that their hearts aren't big enough to sustain their system? they're not like that.
That stuff's
they're bigger than that.
That stuff's messed up.
It is really bad. They're basically bred dogs that cannot survive.
No, yeah, it's like experiments gone wrong, but they just sort of might as well carry on. Like.
Yeah, because they're cute.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah,
that's why I respect cats more, because it's like cats aren't sort of messed up in that way, you know?
Dude, the dog didn't choose to be bred like that.
I know, but it's horrible, you know. It's like, what have humans done, you know?
I know.
Thanks for coming in, man. That's the end of the podcast.
Man. Yeah.
Man.
So listen, Jimothy, it's a proper honour to have you in, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
You've undergone a recent name change, haven't you?
Yeah.
So what's so you were Jimothy Lacoste?
Yeah.
And now you've just gone
but
by
to
the
be
one
fair, it's still Jimothy Lacoste, you know what I mean? It's like, that'll always be there, but just Jimothy, do you know what I mean? It's just like, it's just easier also.
Is that a legal thing?
Maybe, yeah, maybe no, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think we get the idea.
I might call my cockapoo Lacoste.
Lacoste,
yeah. I think it's all right if it's a dog. You're not you're not planning on selling...
That's true.
...albums by that dog.
I'd have thought their brands would be glad of it, wouldn't they? We were talking about this earlier. Is there other rappers who've used brand names?
Gucci Mane?
Oh, yeah. Gucci Mane, yeah. Do you know what, though? Gucci, yeah, I think the brand Gucci, the owners and that, they're very, like, they're cool people, you know. They're not an insecure brand. They don't care.
Unlike Lacoste, who are fucking wankers. Is that what you're
saying?
Fucking insecure. Fuck you, Lacoste.
Lacoste are amazing. I love Lacoste. You know, but there's one brand that it's a love hate relationship. It's not Lacoste. I won't say what brand it is, but you know, it's just, for example, say there's a house party, right? You've got Gucci, like Gucci's a guy, Prada's a guy, like you've got Burberry, Lacoste. Like Gucci's that guy walking around, you know, a bit drunk, really happy, like really cool guy, gets girls, he's really open to meeting new people, open to your ideas.
Like Ramesh.
And then, you know, you got the other brand that I won't say, and you know, he thinks he's cool. He'll only talk to you if you're wearing certain things, and you know, I don't like, you know, so
Polo.
No.
Tommy Hilfiger?
No. Yeah, like I like Gucci.
You like Gucci.
Jimothy Gucci, it is.
Okay, sweet. That's it.
No, none of that.
So listen, it is. Sorry, we've digressed too much. It feels like we're wasting your time here.
Ah, that's all right.
It is a real honour to have you on the show, man. I've got to tell you this actually. So, do you know Rob Beckett, comedian Rob Beckett?
I don't know anyone really.
Right. So Rob Beckett is a huge fan. Right. Rob Beckett is a mate of mine. He's a comedian. And he doesn't give a shit about this podcast because he doesn't like hip hop, right?
Yeah.
And then so last night I was with him, And he said, what are you up to tomorrow? I said, I'm doing the podcast. And he said, who have you got on? I said, Jimothy Lacoste. And he goes, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He like lost his mind.
Is it?
Yeah. Right. He like properly loves you.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And now what's made it even better is that you've got no fucking clue who he is. I mean, it's the perfect...
And you've got that on tape.
Oh, mate. Amazing. So listen...
Honestly, I live under a rock. Like, people be like, oh, do you know this movie star? I'm like, nah. Wait, do you know this guy? Nah.
So why is that?
It's because, like, I've never been, like... I've always just been that weird kid, you know what I mean, in his room. I've always been that weird kid, like, only has three friends. Their friends are, like, old as hell. Doesn't, you know, isn't in the latest trends, fashions. Mm. Watches movies, but doesn't really pay attention to the movies.
Versace? No, no, I'm joking. I'm trying to figure out what label you'd got.
Do you know what? Versace, actually,
yeah,
that brand freaks me out because it's Medusa on it. Like, do you know what I mean? What's that about?
There's a guy on you who had the Medusa head shaved into his hair.
Oof. Really?
Anyway, so you're not up on the cultural references. Is that basically what you're saying?
I am and I'm not, like, I don't know. I can't say no and then, like, you'll see me knowing certain things. I can't say yeah because then, like, I'll be really, you know, I kind of just, like, live life, really, man. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You're like a cat.
I am, actually. Yeah. I actually am. Like,
yeah, because cats so don't like give a shit.
Is that
about
the brand? Maybe. What do you mean? Caterpillar.
It's a bad joke. do you know what? The thing was...
But it suits he's described it.
And I just want to say, it shows what a nice bloke I am that I went, do you remember Caterpillar? And honestly, because you dropped a fucking egg in the middle of this...
Caterpillar, is that actually
what
a brand?
For.
Like,
yeah.
That's it. Caterpillar. I mean, that's not bad. Like, you know.
Yeah. So it partly explains your description of who you are, partly explains the reason that you're so exciting as an artist, because the music you make is just so different, man.
Mm. What am I gonna do on Monday, boy, I'm finna get ES paid, schedule's getting busy, might have to hire a maid. Life is getting quite exciting. What am I gonna do on Monday? Boy, I'm finna get ES paid. Schedule's getting busy, might have to hire a maid. Life is getting quite exciting.
Like, if you haven't heard Jimothy's stuff, you've got to check it out. It doesn't sound like anything else out. It's like... It's mad. Anyway, was that a deliberate decision by you, or did you just go, I'm just going to make what I like?
That's it.
And it just happened to be different.
That's it. Like, it just happened to be different. But the reason it happened to be different is because I've never been in, like, I've never had, like, music lessons and stuff like that. And I think that, you know, piano teachers and violin people and whatnot, they'll say, oh, you're not allowed to do that and that.
Yeah.
So I've never had that. So
violin people are notoriously fucking straight laced, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, so for example, like, I'll open up my program and I'll put in a flute next to a violin. I'll put in random things and, you know, at the end of the day, it sounds good. It's like, it sounds good to my ears. That's what it is, you know what I mean?
So you do everything yourself?
Yeah.
And you're self-taught, are you?
Yeah.
And then when you were learning to do it, like the production,
yeah,
did you have influences? Were you listening to stuff to try and get an idea?
I wouldn't say like I was listening to things to get an idea, but I would just listen to music, and what would tend to happen is, you know, like that music would just be stuck in your head then for years.
Right.
So then when you go on and you make something, you're doing a melody, but what you don't realise is that melody kind of comes from... So I wouldn't say, I can't really... Like, you'll hear, I'm sure, for example, my album is coming out soon, and I'm sure...
What's the album called?
See, I'm still trying to think about the name.
What are there...
Because it's not going to come out for a while.
Is there a shortlist?
What does that mean?
Of names?
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
I bet there is.
Yeah, is it like five brand names? He's trying to work out the legalities of it.
Yeah. Maybe. But nah, yeah, like, you know, it's just like, I think that I grew up with, like, R&B, indie music, old school hip-hop, garage. Just, you know, so it's all a big mix, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Somalian music, you know what I mean? Like, it's all anything that I heard on YouTube. Like, I've never had like the monthly thing of Spotify, iTunes. I actually still don't, which is ridiculous. Because at least, you know, I don't know why I don't have, you know, my label could at least sort me out of that.
Yeah.
But I've never been on that. So I've never been like, all right, so click on my genres. It's always just been YouTube. So
right,
then I'd hear a nice song, and then you've got the recommended on your right, and I'm like, cool, let me just click on a random one, and all of a sudden, and then you get so deep in, I'm putting everything in the playlist, and I'm from this genre to that genre, and then it's just all goes, yeah, mad, really. But I mean, it's interesting because a lot of the stuff, you know, that I do is actually, I'm now seeing loads of other producers kind of on the same wave, you know.
Right.
Like,
rip-off, you mean?
Nah, not at all. I always think great minds think alike. Yeah. I always think great minds think alike.
So who are the guys that are ripping you off?
Nah.
Are you producing your album, or have you got other tracks?
So, yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, my first album's going to everything produced by me.
Right.
I've got nothing against samples, but there's not a single sample in there. When someone says to me, is this, what sample did he use? It doesn't offend me, but at the same time, I like to, you know, tell people everything is done manually. I am going to get into samples very soon, though. But
is that a conscious decision to not sample? Because you've said it, so that must...
It just takes longer for me.
Right, okay.
I technically, to work it
technically,
out.
Technically, it's like, I've got to download, I've got to put it in the pro, I've got to then crop it, I've got to then make sure it's in time.
Yeah,
just long.
I like that. Yeah. I like that work ethic.
Do you know what I mean? I would just freestyle on the piano, freestyle and start beat after beat after beat, really. But, no, yeah, everything is going to be instrumental by me, written by me, you know, people trying to, like, I'm obviously doing studio sessions, but I've said it, you know, loud and clear to my team, first album is going to be all by me, and maybe the second one and the third and the fourth, you know, but yeah, it's just how it is, really.
And you doing the first album all yourself is because what? I mean, one, it's cheaper, but is there an artistic decision that you...
It's literally like, because basically I've never had a dad, and you know, when you don't have a dad, you don't, you know, you kind of make yourself like, well, I need to now make myself always proud,
right?
So then you want to have like something to say your whole life to yourself, not to anyone, but just to yourself, to like, I did this all, do you know what I mean? And also just growing up, my sister was telling me, oh, look at, you know, music on the charts, she didn't write it, she didn't produce it, she didn't do nothing, and that always drilled in my head, and I was like, what, like, that's what, you know. So that kind of then made me, well, do you know what, I'm gonna, you know what I mean, like, even like, even though, you know, I'll hear someone and like, even though the song might not be good or it might not be produced well, if I've known they made the instrumental themselves and they've written it all themselves, that's you know, that's rare.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, everyone's got writers now, everyone's got the producers, but you know, there's rappers that write themselves but they've got producers, that's fine. Beat picking is a talent, in my opinion. You know, some people are terrible at beat at picking beats.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Nas,
I've heard that. Yeah Who said that? It was like interviewer. I saw a DJ Vlad thing. It was like someone said that Nas was a terrible beat picker.
Well, he is.
Is he?
Like, he? Are you a Nas fan?
I am, yeah.
So, like, lyrically...
Yeah.
Obviously, Nas is legendary. I mean, I've said this before on this podcast, but, like, you just sort of think... The thing is, he is such a legend that means that every producer is gonna... must have a file going, this is stuff I hope Nas uses.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
Because it's such an honour to have Nas. So that means that guy has got access to, like, the best beats. If I contacted producers and said, I'm doing an album, could you send me some stuff? First of all, they'd say no. And then and the ones that said yes would send me something that they farted out, like, in 10 minutes. You know what I mean? Nas has got access to the best shit. And still, you listen to some of the tracks, you go, why the fuck did this make it to the record?
That explains why I might only like 3 of his songs.
Right. Which
I can't name. I'm also like no disrespect, I actually can't name any songs. I'm so bad with like remembering names of songs, do you know what I mean? But you'll be like, do you know this song? I'll be like, nah. You'll bang it on and then I'll know the chorus for it. But I just don't, I'm just bad with names. But yeah, that probably explains why
Well, the chorus is normally a good indicator of what the title of the song will be.
Yeah, true. Well, it ain't hard to tell.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
There you go. I think I might just change your life.
Yeah, it's true. That's
well, from the
that's
chorus
true.
Backwards.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's true. Now all I gotta do is think about a chorus.
Yeah.
And I think this other one that's got more of a depressing beat, I forgot how the chorus goes though.
Alright, well, we'll put it on that. What we're gonna do is get our editor Jamie to just have a guess at what that might be.
Yeah.
And then put it on now. Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition of pain. I'm like Scarface sniffing cocaine, holding an M16. See with the pen, I'm extreme. Now bullet holes left in my peepholes. I'm suited up with street clothes. Hand me a 9 and out defeat foes. Y'all know my steelo, with or without the airplay. I keep some E and J sitting bent up in the stairway. Sweet. So your album's coming out when?
Not too sure yet. I think it might come out All I can say, it might come out in a couple of months or maybe several months.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that thing and just drop it? Or build up and loads of publicity?
That is a great question.
Thanks, man.
I mean, like, we'll see, really. Honestly, like, I didn't do music for... to get famous or to make money. So every time
to get laid, right?
to get a dog.
Do you know what I mean? End of the day, like, I did this, you know, just to, like, for myself. So every time I do a new song, every time my team are like, we gotta do this, we gotta do that, we gotta do this, you know, it's just like, oh, I just wanna drop it, like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But is there not part of you that thinks I want the fanfare of, like, because people that tend to just drop the album are like
huge,
you know, cause, and they think it's like a, what is it, like a anti, you're making a statement by just bang, this album's come out.
Don't,
do you
need
know what
to
mean?
Do publicity rounds,
yeah. But there's the other thing of, like, there's the other way of doing it where, like, in a month's time there's just a picture of you and then just like 3 seconds of the beat on Instagram, yeah, and then this is like coming soon and then a fucking explosion and then like in a
I think that would suit him though.
Yeah.
Do it in a certain
then
way.
A couple of weeks down the line, like, you keep like building up to it.
I mean, what I'll say is, like, I don't want my fans getting extremely overexcited over it, because you only then go into it with such an expectation, and when you go into anything with such an expectation, you're only going to be disappointed. So I don't know. I'll have to think about it, really.
Yeah. What are your fans like?
Oh, they're amazing. You know, my fans are basically kind of like me, where they're just chill, they like to have fun, they like to dance, they like to get lit, you know what I mean? And, like, that's it, they're friendly, you know what I mean? Like, not judgmental, just calm people, really.
Yeah.
Do they like their fashion, you know?
What are they like around you? Are they quite chilled out?
They're pretty chilled out.
'Cause you've got a very, very... chilled out vibe about you.
Thank you. Do you know what? Like, there was this one guy that was super chill. I forgot where it was.
He out chilled you.
He out chilled me. He actually did. Like, some people, you know, they get nervous, you know, which is all right. But one thing I always say to my fans is, like, please don't get nervous. Like, you know, don't be shy. Like, you might see me walking down the road, you know, walking fast, but you don't be scared to shout my name or, you know, tap me on the shoulder.
You do that as well, don't you?
Do what?
You encourage that.
Encourage what?
People to tap you on the shoulder.
Absolutely not. Don't fucking touch me. do not touch me.
Do meet and greets after gigs?
Serious point.
Yeah, go on.
I'm totally cool with people talking to me. Yeah. I don't like to be touched.
No.
Do you know, somebody tapped me on the head. I sat on the train.
Really? From behind or in front of you?
It's fucking unacceptable.
Who was that?
Just some prick on a train.
Is it?
Like,
he probably wanted to look at your ticket, mate.
Yeah, right. Ticket inspector.
That was better than the Caterpillar one.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a little bit that we like to call, how did you get into hip-hop?
How is it that you're doing hip-hop rather than any other genre of music? Like, how did you get into hip-hop? How did that become your thing?
Because I've always been, do you know what, yeah, I've always been into, like, it's probably just my genes, really, do you know what I mean? It's got to have a beat, I've got to at least rhyme something. It's got to have that, do you know what I mean, hip-hop vibe. I mean, like, you know, it might not sound like that old-school hip-hop, it's going to sound like that 70s hip-hop, do you know what I mean, like, it's going to have that. Because it really, I clocked it. Like, Kanye West said it recently. Not recently, he was in some interview time ago. He was like, if you really look at hip-hop, like, in the 70s when it first started, it had that, like, that house tempo beat, you know what I mean? It was all about having fun, all about getting lit, dancing, and just living life.
It was a party music, wasn't it?
Party music, innit?
Yeah.
And then, boom, like, and then went into, like, I'm in the blocks, so I've got to sell crack for my family. And it's gone back to that party music.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he said that, that's when my whole perspective changed. And, like, at the end of the day, yeah, like, I'm hip-hop / pop, you know what I mean? And, like, it's just always been in my genes, really, to just, like, yeah, like, make sure it kind of... It will always come out hip-hop. It's, it's always going to have that, like, that beat, you know what I mean? It's like that beat, like, that you can dance to.
And I think, yeah. Do you remember any of the early hip-hop records that you first got into?
Probably like Biggie, Tommy Wright the Third. Like Tommy Wright the Third, yeah. The reason why I like him so much is because his beats, like, he was such a mad beat picker. Like,
don't know who that is.
No,
nah, he's rare. Right, he's like right. A real,
I'm
like,
not
he's like
familiar
some
with
thug.
Tommy Wright the Third.
Like the stuff he said
okay.
as well. I don't
yeah.
rate.
But... Okay, so Rupert, I'm just gonna ask you a question. Yeah. When Jimmy, if you said Tommy Wright the Third. What percentage of you was going to just pretend that you knew?
I was going to wait for you.
It's good to be honest, you know?
I was like, either way, I was going to say, I don't know who that is.
So, all right, well, so what do you like so much about Tommy Wright the Third?
Just every beat he picked, like, he came in the game, yeah, with, like, new, I don't know, because he's, like...
What's he, like, 80s? Not, well,
he's, like, 80s, yeah. But I can't really say, you know, oh, yeah, he changed the game at all. But what I can see is that he maybe was that guy that was, like, using these crazy, like, these different synths.
I'm the last of them seeds because they are done left. I never lose in a battle because I fight until the last breath. Defended my turf with a gun, so don't talk crap. You get slapped because I never run when it's time to scrap. Stepping to shoot ass with a gun on my hip. As I blast like a rocket, keeping clips in my back pocket. Surround a U-Haul, so dead bodies can be hauled off. When suckers get broke, can't cope or manage the damage of the soul.
There's this one beat that he's got. And it literally, like, it's like a video game. It's like a video game instrumental, you know? Mm. It's just mad, you know? His flow as well, his voice was just really nice. And Tribe Called Quest I really got into as well. Again, the beats they used were amazing. With me, it was more like their voice has to sound good.
Mm.
Their flow has to sound good. And most importantly, the instrumental. Like, I'm actually more of a sound guy than a lyrical guy.
Right.
Which a lot of people are surprised when I say that. But I've always been more of a sound guy. Like, I'm dyslexic, so when I hear someone rap, even if they're rapping slow, I'll have to hear it maybe 10 times to actually realise what they're saying. I'm just hearing it because I just like the beat, I like the instrumental, and like their voice really, and how they're delivering it.
So you don't really give a shit what they're saying? I don't mean it like that, so that sounded really
ugly,
but
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No,
like,
yeah,
it's less
actually,
of a concern.
I actually
to
don't, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if they're saying, like, messed up things, it puts me off a bit.
Yeah.
But half the time, yeah, I don't even
That's okay. like clips, right? All they talk about is dealing coke, right? It's exclusively all they talk about. And I always used to like bang on about how I'm not conscious hip hop and like I want to hear somebody like. And then because they just sound good, I was not like.
Makes you want to dance.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't make me want to dance.
Or at least get up.
Yeah, I would leave a seat. Yeah, if I heard it. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, I just like. Yeah, I do. I know what you're saying. And the other thing is like, that's why you sort of think of like Jay-Z is a better beat picker than Nas, right? For example.
Yeah.
And it's the beat sonically. That's what gets you in. And then once you're in, then you start listening to what they're saying. I can't think of a time where I've gone, the beat's shit and everything, but the lyrics are amazing. Do you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like 100%. It's what grabs you into the song. Do you know what I mean? 100%. It is music at the end of the day. Do you know what I mean? So
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, the lyrics are like icing on the cake. But sometimes that sponge can already be so good on its own.
Right.
So
you just
moist
eat the sponge
that,
on its own.
Yeah, it's kind of just like, do you know what? Icing don't even matter.
Yeah.
But even if the icing is bad, really? You know.
It's moist enough.
It's moist
enough. Yeah, they might have like cut it and put a jam layer in the middle.
That even it. And even if the icing is terrible,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's.
You can always get rid of the icing.
Do you know what I mean? It's like the icing still tastes good. You know?
Yeah. And sometimes.
I've lost track of where we're going.
Have you lost track of it? We've not even done it that long. Sometimes.
Yeah.
The sponge is so nice.
Yeah.
That you actually think, oh, do you know what? Icing would ruin this.
Exactly.
I would rather
just serve it up.
Yeah.
Without icing.
Yeah. I mean, if you're at a party, you just eat it yourself.
No candles.
What are the candles? What were the candles?
The candles
made?
Are like air horns. Fans. Air horns.
Candles would be like, yeah.
Reverb. Yeah. Oh, I don't fucking know. Like, now we have gone.
Remix.
Remix.
What are you listening to at the moment?
At the moment, I'm listening to like 70s funk and just like trap, really.
Yeah. Any artists in particular?
70s funk, probably like Loose Ends. And then like trap, probably like Playboi Carti and this other guy, I forgot his name.
So Playboi Carti is like one of your favourite artists, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
And what is it about Playboi Carti that you like? Because like, I'll level with you.
Yeah.
I've listened to a bit of Playboi Carti.
You hate it?
I don't hate it, but I would say it's a branch of hip hop that isn't, that I don't connect with, you know.
No, yeah.
But what I'm interested in is why you like Playboi Carti above the other artists that are doing that type of stuff.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So this is the thing, right? Like, first of all, like, I really like his voice.
Right.
Just his voice. And then how he delivers it. How he's got melodies, a lot of melodies, and like every song he's got is like a nice melody, like very catchy. Of course, a lot of these trap man, like it's the same thing with them in it. Like they got their melodies, it's all sing rap. But with Carti, it's like he's coming up with his new baby voice thing.
Yeah.
And like, you know, he's got his, you know, he's got his producer Pierre Bourne, and their man, they're just there in the studio, like. Get creating crazy new genres. I mean, there's this one song that he released, like released a little snippet, and he's fully like hitting. He's trying to hit those MJ high notes,
right?
And it's like, who's like, who in trap's doing that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's always, and it's not even because like, oh, it's different, so I like it. It's like it actually sounds nice to my ears, like,
right?
Just how he's kind of also breaking the rules, you know? It's like in a way like how I was breaking rules, as in like. The way I'm producing my instrumentals and the way I'm doing my songs and stuff, where he's breaking rules of like, cool, this is hip hop, this is trap, I'm gonna repeat this 100 times and not like literally say this like over and over and over again. With Carti there, like, it's something that I've noticed. For example, I think J. Cole was getting played at this party, and everyone was like, you know, bopping to it and that, and then I bang on this Carti tune. And no one knew who he was, and everyone started going crazy to it.
Really?
And it's just repetitive. Like, yeah, it's like, that's the power, you know? And I mean, what some guy said to me recently is, I really didn't like that music, but, and I still don't like
that?
It.
Rubbish.
And I still don't like it.
But I just couldn't help but move.
But you know, and then he was just like, but I went to one of their live shows, and now I understand it. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? He's using these synths, like, he's using these mad. little bits and bot, like, I just connect with him really a lot, do you know what I mean? He's just branded himself really well, like, with me anyway. For example, Lil Uzi, I like his voice, but I only like one of his songs.
Right.
I don't like the a lot of his other instrumentals that he uses, like, are good, but, you know, it's not. It's like with Carti, just every flipping song he releases, I just like the instrumental, which is so rare with me, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's rare, you know. I like, yeah, just like, just them, man, really. I'm trying to think of it as the other guys. It's like, you know, like Lancey Fox as well, Octavian.
Yeah.
Because again, they're coming out with new stuff, do you know what I mean? They're not insecure. And
that Octavian album is crazy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. Did you like it, Rupert?
Yeah, it's great. And the Kaz one as well.
Kaz is Dead?
Yeah.
You've heard that?
That's really one of your label mates, right?
Do you know what? Kaz is Dead, he's sick. I like Kaz is Dead a lot, actually, because he's got that tune that's got that 70s like synth in it.
There's that, the drive one. Yeah.
Is it that one? Oh, no, it's not that. You know the one with like this girl, it looks like she's from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
The music video. That's like,
you talking about the animation?
No, that's Drive, isn't it? Yeah. Is it the... Yeah, jumped out the map black, swagger like the rat pack, jacket no snapback. Nah, I don't have Snapchat, I'm not easy to contact, I'm old school like that. Yeah, yeah. She real cheeky with the back chat, yeah, you talk a good one, let's see if you can back that. You left no room to backtrack, you should see my room, baby, fat cat, fat cat. Dun, 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 dun. And they're in the corner shop and they've got sausages everywhere. Yeah, the sausages kick, like, come in. Sausages kick in. And the icing.
In the music video, they're just bare sausages. Yeah.
When's the icing kicking?
Yeah, it's just, I've never heard anyone go, and then the sausages drop. And then
so it's weird, isn't it? Like, yeah.
This is a classic sausage drop.
Yeah. Is there anything you don't like about hip-hop?
Things I don't like about hip-hop, probably, like, the fact that a lot of people, you know, they try and not be on their own wave. Some people get on it just because it's trendy. Some people get on. Actually, the one thing is, if someone does it just to see what they can get out of it, someone does it just for, like, for the clout, someone does it just for the money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like people. I like an artist, that would make a song and they would listen to it by themselves in their car. And show it off to their friends. That's what I, do you know what I mean? That's what I respect an artist. Not someone's like, oh, my song's being played in the radio. I beg you, turn it off. I can't hear my own voice.
Right.
What's all that about? I like, do you know what I mean? People that love that, you can tell they're just doing it for themselves. They don't care about the money. They don't care about no labels. They don't care about any of that. Do you know what I mean?
It's like us on this podcast, really.
Well, for the first 2 years, we're running a loss, weren't we? So obviously we're doing it for the fucking love.
For the love.
Because I was burning so much money on this piece of shit.
Do it for the love. And if money is that bad, then just sell drugs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah, we did.
That's what you had to do. You got to hustle.
No, don't sell drugs.
No, drugs. Don't sell
stop
drugs.
Stop selling drugs.
Don't sell. Unless
become an entrepreneur, that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a lot of drug dealers. You know, like, there's a lot of drug dealers around my way, but it's not like illegal drugs. They're selling, like, supplements.
Oh, really?
That is a new... drug dealer.
That you can't get, you have to get a prescription for.
So Lisa's, one of Lisa's mates.
That's his wife.
That's my wife, sorry, yeah. Currently. A load of her friends are into, like, fucking Juice Plus and shit. Like, it's like a thing where it's like it's a pill that, like, has got 12 vegetables in it.
Right.
And then they started, like, selling it.
Illegally?
No, it's legal. Right. But they've become... You know, it's like a pyramid scheme. All they talk about is like, oh, Ramesh, you're looking a bit lethargic.
Oh, yeah.
You should try Zupamine.
That's how they get you hooked.
Yeah.
Zupamine.
Yeah. Why are you bothering to eat carrots? This pill has got 27 carrots and a lettuce in it.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
You just swallow it first.
Oh,
thing.
Mate, I want those pills, man.
Do you?
Yeah.
I can hook you up.
Hook he knows me up, man.
Yeah, I'll hook you up. But once you're in, you can't get out. That's anything.
Watch how someone edits this and that's, like, you know, like, have you seen Munch Dank?
Yeah.
And they edit it and then they make me say, like, oh, like, I want those pills, drugs. But, you know what I mean?
We'll do that.
We'll do that.
Dope, crack, smack. I want those pills.
Illegal drugs.
Drugs.
That's how they get you hooked.
Sell drugs.
Drug dealer.
Drugs.
Sausages kick in.
I want acid and shrooms.
Drugs. So, you're going on tour soon, right?
Yeah, February.
So where are you going to be?
The main show is in Coco London, which is Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So bring your bays there. Don't give me the, oh yeah, I got to take my girl out. No, look, take her out and then take her to my show.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I do
you
that.
You would do that?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Bring my dog. Love it by then.
It so might get stamped on, you know, with jumping.
So you're thinking like, so the way you go for a meal and then come along and check the show. Mm. Are you theming the show Valentine's?
Maybe.
Yeah. We'll that suggests you don't know.
We'll see. I might just wear some, you know, a certain Valentine clothes, you know.
Yeah.
Really, I'm not into Valentine. I don't really rate it.
I think every day
should be Valentine's for your girl. Do you know what I mean?
That's a grey line.
In a not beggy way. If that
when
makes
this goes
sense.
Out, you are going to get so much action off the back of that line.
Oh, come on, always, man.
Valentine's Day shit.
Yeah.
Well, the key's not to go out.
What do you mean?
Well, you don't want to be going out for a meal and sat there with loads of other couples who don't like each other.
Yeah, but I sort of like it.
What, watching other people
yeah,
in misery?
Yeah, sort of look across at other
yeah,
couples.
Yeah, I'm not the only one.
Oh, they don't look happy. their relationships
so you,
are husky.
So you look forward to Valentine's?
I don't actually. Well, Lisa's like, my wife just thought she's full of shit. So she like, we'll come to Valentine's Day and she'll go, I don't really care about it. Mm. And so I don't do anything.
But you're like, shit, what does this mean?
Yeah, I know. Anyway, okay, well, we'll come to that. And Coco, little story about Coco for you. I saw Prince at Coco.
Really?
Oh, great.
Yeah. And he was doing like this little secret charity gig thing, right? It was amazing. Except, it really... How old are you?
I don't say my age.
Okay.
Yeah.
22. So, maybe. No, I'm joking. You don't say your age?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the reason for that?
Well, you know, it's kind of like... I might be 16, I might be 25, I might have lied about my age to the blogs 2 years ago. You know, at the end of the day, I want to, you know... Imagine no one knew how old Pharrell was.
Right.
That would be mad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But everyone knows, so it's boring.
Right. How old is it?
He's like 45 or something.
Right.
That's quite old,
bastard,
that.
Yeah,
yeah. Really
old. The reason I can't remember what the fuck I was talking about. What were we talking about?
You're talking about Prince. And Coco.
Right. So, something anyway, happened. This gig, it made me realise how old I am. Because I was watching Prince, and it was incredible. I was really close.
Yeah. Right?
And I was losing my mind. And I'm not... Everybody's a Prince fan to a certain degree. I wouldn't say I'm one of the biggest Prince fans, but I love Prince. Obviously, the guy was a genius. So I'm watching Prince. And then it got to about an hour and a half in. And I think I've had about enough Prince now for a bit. like
really?
I sort of, yeah, because I was like, I started thinking about getting home. And I was thinking.
Well, you knew that he goes on.
He did monster shows, right?
So how long was he? Was this after 30 minutes?
No,
hour and a half,
2 hours.
Oh, wow.
And he was still, and he wasn't winding up.
Yeah.
So like, have you ever done that thing where you think they're winding up?
Mm. Wait, what does that mean?
Like you think they're about to finish.
Oh yeah.
The
yeah,
set
yeah,
starts
yeah.
and you say, okay, cool.
Yeah, he puts the mic back in the stand.
Yeah. And then it goes on for it. Anyway, the point is, I sound very disrespectful. What I'm trying to say is, this is one of the first times that my travel and getting to bed were more important than actually the experience I was having. Do you know what I mean?
Is that when you realised you become old?
Yeah.
That like, specific moment.
I think it was that moment, because I sort of think like... Mm. Oh, I'm getting hungry.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I should probably don't want to eat too late.
My back's a bit sore. I'll hang around for 40 more minutes to see.
So depressing.
You've got all that to look forward to.
Do you know what? I got tips for all the old heads, you
Go
know.
On.
If you want your brain to stay young, yeah.
Juice plus.
No, go sober for like 8, 7, 10 months and you'll feel hella young again.
Always wanted to.
Is that true?
Honestly.
But I don't believe it. You're
brain,
young.
Your brain will feel so young. Because all my friends, they're alcoholics and they're young. Yeah. So, and they're already like, you know, sitting down like an adult, you know, smoking like convos like an adult. And it's just like, whoa, you know? And then I know some people that are in their 30s and they're kids. Their brains are still a kid. Energy, they're always happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Shit, we need to try this.
What?
I need to try this.
How much do you drink?
Not much.
Do you drink?
I do, you know, but I try and drink like once a month.
Right.
Yeah.
So what? You, when you say you try and drink once a month, you mean you try and limit it to once a month?
So like, I
you
used
don't
to,
get to like day 30 and think, fucking hell, I haven't got a second
anymore. I used to drink, yeah, like literally once a month. At one point, when I first got drunk, like I was like, wow, this is mad. And then I would just drink whenever I could. And then I started drinking like once a month. I stopped drinking like for 8 months. And that's when I realised, whoa. But then I was just always like, it was always like a once a month thing.
Got it.
And it was amazing, like, the whole month you feel amazing. Mm. And then when you have that drink, you've got no tolerance. You get no smashed. Hangover. Nah, you don't. Do you know what? You're so satisfied with just like one, two drinks. Like, to the point, like, you don't
you're
like.
You're training people. Yourself to be a lightweight. That's what you're saying, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of, but like
that's better. But no, but that's yeah. No, I'm not taking a piss, mate. Being a lightweight is obviously better.
Mm.
Of course it is.
Yeah, rather than having incredible tolerance.
Going through that thing where like your mates are like, all blokes go through that thing where their mates are like, oh fuck, he's drunk. And like, yeah.
Stop drinking caffeine as well.
This is poison. Mm. Stop drinking caffeine.
Yeah, that mate, coffee, that's a bad habit,
no,
man.
We just had one of them.
That can't
I'm looking at
it,
man.
Trouble. Why? What's wrong with it?
It's pure like, look, like. I don't drink coffee. When I drink coffee, I get depressed right after.
Yeah,
that's life, bro. That shows you. That's the thing that it just that shows you that like this thing's a drug. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm getting depressed. I'm getting a calm down after coffee. Like,
yeah,
and I'm on it. I'll have like two coffees, and I'm like, whoa. Like I feel like walking down the street like I own the
You're
place.
You're buzzing, yeah, I know.
And it's just
amazing.
Like, but
you know, you almost feel sick because you're so full of energy.
Yeah, it's
terrible.
Yeah, you talk really quickly. And, oh, that's great.
No. It's all about.
Is
it's all
this
about
brand
the
that you were referring to earlier a coffee brand?
Oh, no, not at all.
not
actually.
Great.
I'm sure everyone in the brand drinks a lot of coffee. Though.
In that brand?
Yeah.
Ah.
Hmm.
A brand that drinks coffee.
Oh no, as in like everyone that works there.
I know.
Everyone that works there drinks coffee.
An office place
it narrows
where
it down.
People
There's
drink
two
coffee.
Two real brands I can think of where the employees tend to drink coffee. I think, I'm pretty
See,
sure.
See, the Gucci employees, they're all on acid and shrooms. You know? And that's why they're coming out with amazing creations. Yeah. I'm not saying acid and shrooms is good, but
no.
I'm saying all these guys on coffee, you know, they're coming. They're like they're doing. They're making their designs. Like, well, I should do. They
That'll
put it out
it next.
Yeah, fucking coffee drinker.
Closer.
Arsehole.
Plug one, plug two. Guest plugs for you.
Where else are you playing, Jim? If you're apart from, is it just Coco you're doing?
No. I'm doing like Leeds, Brighton, Manchester. And like a couple more. It's all on my website.
Wicked. So we're at, well, that is perfect because we're out of time now, unfortunately. You have been, what would you say, Rumash, best guest we've ever had?
100%.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Perfect.
So
vibe.
What is your website if we want to check out, if people want to find out?
It's called ligque.com, ligque.com, or just type in on Google ligque.
Ligque.
Yeah.
Sweet. And can they email you if they want to find out what that brand is that you don't like?
Or you could just tell us and we'll tweet it.
DM me on Instagram.
Okay. If you DM Jimothy on Instagram.
What's your at?
Just Jimothy Lacoste.
There you go.
So you get at Jimothy Lacoste. He will tell you the brand that he's been talking about.
Maybe.
Hint. No, he will definitely tell you what brand it is. Hint. People that work there tend to drink coffee.
And splurge stuff out.
Yeah. And just fucking shit stuff out of no real creative.
Oh no! That's like, no. They do come out with nice things,
right?
They but do come out. Now with, they are.
It's a low
now
hit,
they,
right?
Now they are.
Now they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I think you probably already know now based on the description. But if you need to know for definite,
TK Maxx.
Jimothy, you've been great, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Life is getting quite exciting.
Bye.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.